This is Monday Motivation, episode number 282.
Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? If you want to listen to my episodes one day earlier than they are released anywhere else, you have to download the app Himalaya and follow my show. Himalaya is free, super easy to use, and has every podcast you can think of. I love that you can leave comments under each episode and even create episode playlists. Make sure you check it out today. Hello, beautiful friends, and welcome back to the show. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I'm so dedicated to bringing you so much wisdom and inspiration to really catapult you into your true power and to the best version of yourself. And I'm so excited to share with you today about something that I feel truly strongly about, and that is starting before you are ready. Guess what? Sometimes you may never feel fully ready, and that's okay. That doesn't mean that you don't move forward. It means that you feel the fear and do it anyway. I see so many people don't go after their dreams because it's not quote unquote perfect, or they are striving for the perfect website or the perfect product sales page or whatever it is. But my friends, I want to encourage you to delete the word perfect and perfection from your vocabulary right now. Instead, choose to move forward anyway. Choose to put one foot in front of the other. I was talking about this with a girlfriend the other day. She's about to launch her first ever ebook. And I said to her, you just have to start before you're ready. And we had this big conversation. And then she sent me a message afterwards. And she said, thank you so much for saying that. I realized I had been sitting in fear, waiting for it to be quote unquote perfect. And you're right, Melissa, all I need to do is just put it out there. Done is better than nothing. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't strive to do your best and to give your best. That's not what I'm talking about. It just means that you don't let fear, you don't let your inner critic hold you back from moving forward. Don't let your inner mean girl hold you back. She is the one that's striving for quote unquote perfection, but don't let her win. Done is better than not putting it out at all. Done is better than not launching the business. Done is better than not launching the Facebook page or the product or the live event. Just go for it, because the world needs you and your magic. The world needs the product or the event or the post that you have poured your heart and soul into. The world doesn't care if it's not quote unquote perfect. Being ready, being fully ready, is a myth. You just have to go. There comes a point where you just have to dive off the block. There comes a point where you have to step off the starting line. Okay. And I know this for me. There has been times in the past, especially in the start of my journey, where I would want my website to be perfect, my talk to be perfect, the book to be perfect. And for anyone who's listening who has written a book, you will know that there comes a point where you just have to hand it in. There comes a point where your publishers are like, okay, Melissa, hand the manuscript over now. And they have to claw it from my hands. And you don't want to give it in. But there comes a point where you have to go, done is better than perfection. Done is better than not putting it in at all. And this is what I really want you guys to remember. You have to just start before you feel fully ready. Just launch, feel that fear and do it anyway. I also see this play out a lot in different relationships. Some people may think that they need to wait until they are perfect. You know, there's that word again, you know, until they can call in their one. But put yourself out there anyway. Just start. You don't have to be quote unquote perfect. You are complete just as you are. You don't need to look a certain way or be a certain way or act a certain way. Just put yourself out there. Go for it. You will only learn along the journey. But staying home in your comfort zone in your pajamas is not conducive to growth. So put yourself out there and just go for it. Even if you don't feel fully ready to start dating, don't let your inner critic hold you back and say, you're not ready. You're not perfect. You haven't done this. You haven't got this sorted yet. You haven't got your own life sorted. If it's true for you, then put yourself out there. Start before you feel fully ready, because that feeling of fully ready doesn't always come. Sometimes we just need to dive off the block and then things start presenting themselves to us. It really is a beautiful thing. The universe will show up. The universe rewards the brave. And if you show up, if you dive off, the universe will reward you for that. I also see this play out a lot with people and their health. They think that they can't be the health coach or the life coach or the personal trainer or the yoga teacher because their health isn't quote unquote perfect. That word again. Or they can't be a yoga teacher because they can't do headstands. Or they can't be a personal trainer because they can't do 50 push-ups in a row. This is crazy town, guys. And I also see a lot of people, they believe that they need to get to this perfect place before they can work with others. It doesn't work like that. Start now. People are craving your support now. Start before you feel fully ready. There is no such thing as this perfect life. You know, let's delete that word and just instead strive to be the best version of ourselves. And if you want to be the health coach, the life coach, the personal trainer, the marketing expert, the social media guru, the yoga teacher, the Pilates teacher, and if you haven't got that all sorted out for yourself yet, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Share what you do know. Share what you have learned, because that is going to help so many people. Start before you feel fully ready. Do the things that scare you a little, that give you butterflies in your tummy. If they do give you butterflies, that just means A, it's important to you, B, it's out of your comfort zone and it's stretching you, and C, there is growth on the other side. How cool is that? There is always growth on the other side. There are a few things I'm working on at the moment that scare me a little, but I use it as fuel. I'm choosing to turn those nerves into excitement and start before I feel fully ready. I was thinking about if I just settled and if I just lived this life where I was content and in my comfort zone and never feeling stretched, would I be okay with that? And the answer was a big no. I want to feel stretched. I want to feel nervous excitement. I want to feel like I'm out of my comfort zone. Otherwise, what's the point of life? What is the point of life? I am choosing to turn those nerves into excitement and start before I feel fully ready. And you can too. I know you can. So next time you feel some fear pop up, take yourself through my 3-step mastering your inner critic or mastering your mean girl process. And that 3-step process is become aware of it. That's the first step. Become aware of what your inner critic is telling you. Maybe it's saying you can't become a health coach because your health isn't sorted, or you can't launch your dream business because you don't know enough. Become aware of what it is that she is saying to you. It's like shining light on something that is once dark. Once you've shone light on it, it's no longer dark and you can see it. So you have to become aware of what it is that she is saying. The second step is we're going to shut the door on her. Think of it like an annoying salesperson who comes knocking on your door to sell you something that you're not interested in. You'd say, thank you, but no thank you, I'm not interested today. That's what I want you to do when that fear pops up, to say, you're not ready to launch your dream business. You're not healthy enough to be a health coach. You're not wise enough to be a life coach. Who do you think you are? Shut the door on her and say, thank you, but no thank you, I'm not interested today. And then take yourself to the third step, which is choose the truth instead. What is the truth of this situation? Are you really not ready? No, you are ready. You have enough to share. You have your life experience. You have your knowledge and your wisdom to share. And that is more than what some people need in that moment. So share it. Take yourself through that three-step mastering your inner critic process whenever it pops up to tell you that you're not ready. You're not ready to start, because you are, and you have to start before you feel fully ready. Start before you're ready. Start today. Take a moment now and write down one or two things that you can do today to move you just one step closer to your goal or dream. Write it down right now. If you're out and about, you can type it in the notes section of your phone. If you're at your computer, you can type it in your computer. Do whatever you've got to do, but take a moment and write down one or two things that you can do today to move you one step closer to your goal or dream. And if you're driving, say it out loud. Actually, everyone, even if you did write it down, say it out loud right now. Awesome. And remember that done is better than nothing. Done is better than not starting or launching or putting it out there or going for it or signing up. And remember that you have got this. Start before you're ready. Do something, anything, one little thing today that moves you forward toward your dream, because the world needs you and your unique gifts. The world needs you. You have so much to offer. You have so much to give. We need more light workers like you out there. So please don't let fear stop you from launching, from putting it out there, from posting, from signing up. Don't let it stop you. We need you. We need you and your light. So come and tell me on Instagram under this episode, what is the one thing that you're going to do today that will move you one step closer toward your dreams or your goal? Do that right now. And I can't wait to read them all. I'm so excited. I love reading them. And before I go, just a reminder, start before you feel fully ready. Just do it. Now is the time. Life is so precious and so sacred, and we have no idea how long we are here for. We have no idea. So you may as well have a really good time along the way, and you may as well just launch it and start, because we have no idea how long we're here for. We have no idea. So start before you're ready. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You seriously rock. Did you know that? You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot. You can share it on your social media. You can email it to them. You can text it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. And another one, don't forget to start before you feel fully ready. You got this. You can do it. I believe in you.